The Legends of the Jews by Lewis Ginsburg. The Creation, the Fourth Day. The fourth day of creation produced the sun, the moon, and the stars. These heavenly spheres were not exactly fashioned on this day. They were created on the first day and merely were assigned their places in the heavens on the fourth. At first, the sun and the moon enjoyed equal powers and prerogatives. The moon spoke to God and said, O Lord, why didst thou create the world with the letter Bet? God replied, that it might be made known unto my creatures that there are two worlds. The moon, O Lord, which of the two worlds is the larger, this world or the world to come? God, the world to come is the larger. The moon, O Lord, thou didst create two worlds, a greater and a lesser world. Thou didst create the heaven and the heaven exceeding the earth. Thou didst create fire and water, the water stronger than the fire because it can quench the fire. And now thou hast created the sun and the moon, and it is becoming that one of them should be greater than the other. Then spake God to the moon, I know well thou wouldst have me make thee greater than the sun. As a punishment I decree that thou mayest keep but 1/60th of thy light. The moon made supplication, Shall I be punished so severely for having spoken a single word? God relented, In the future world I will restore thy light, so that thy light may again be as the light of the sun. The moon was not yet satisfied. O Lord, she said, and the light of the sun, how great will it be in that day? Then the wrath of God was once more kindled. What, thou still plottest against the sun? As thou livest, in the world to come his light shall be sevenfold the light he now sheds. The sun runs his course like a bridegroom. He sits upon a throne with a garland on his head. 96 angels accompany him on his daily journey, in relays of 8 every hour, 2 to the left of him and 2 to the right, 2 before him and 2 behind. Strong as he is, he could complete his course from south to north in a single instant, but 365 angels restrain him by means of many grappling irons. Every day one loses his hold, and the sun must spend 365 days on his course. The progress of the sun in his circuit is an uninterrupted song of praise to God, and this song alone makes his motion possible. Therefore, when Joshua wanted to bid the sun to stand still, he had to command him to be silent, his song of praise hushed. The sun stood still. The sun is double-faced. One face of fire is directed toward the earth, and one of hail toward heaven to cool off the prodigious heat that streams from the other face, else the earth would catch a fire. In winter, the sun turns his fiery face upward, and thus the cold is produced. When the sun descends in the west in the evening, he dips down into the ocean and takes a bath. His fire is extinguished, and therefore he dispenses neither light nor warmth during the night. But as soon as he reaches the east in the morning, he laves himself in a stream of flame, which imparts warmth and light to him, and these he sheds over the earth. In the same way, the moon and the stars take a bath in a stream of hail before they enter upon their service for the night. When the sun and the moon are ready to start upon their round of duties, they appear before God and beseech him to relieve them of their task, so that they may be spared the sight of sinning mankind. Only upon compulsion they proceed with their daily course. Coming from the presence of God, they are blinded by the radiance in the heavens, and they cannot find their way. God therefore shoots off arrows, by the glittering light of which they are guided. It is on account of the sinfulness of man which the sun is forced to contemplate on his rounds that he grows weaker as the time of his going down approaches, for sins have a defiling and enfeebling effect, and he drops from the horizon as a sphere of blood, for blood is the sign of corruption. As the sun sets forth on his course in the morning, his wings touch the leaves of the trees of paradise, and their vibration is communicated to the angels and the holy Hayyot, to the other plants, and also to the trees and plants on earth, and to all the beings on earth and in heaven. It is the signal for them all to cast their eyes upward. As soon as they see the ineffable name which is engraved in the sun, they raise their voices in songs of praise to God. At the same moment a heavenly voice is heard to say, "Woe to the sons of men that consider not the honor of God, like unto these creatures whose voices now rise aloft in adoration." These words naturally are not heard by men, as little as they perceive the grating of the sun against the wheel to which all the celestial bodies are attached. Although the noise it makes is extraordinarily loud, this friction of the sun and the wheel produces the motes dancing about in the sunbeams. They are the carriers of healing to the sick, the only health-giving creatures of the fourth day, on the whole an unfortunate day especially for children, afflicting them with disease. When God punishes the envious moon by diminishing her light and splendor so that she ceases to be the equal of the sun as she had been originally, she fell and tiny threads were loosed from her body. These are the stars.